Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Risa. Are you with us, Risa? Knock, knock. Our celebrity host, Risa Gray, and good morning to our Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world and to our Easy Way family. Good morning, everybody.
And I'll good, tell morning, you, good, is, morning, good morning. Good
there
morning.
There she is.
Good morning,
and
good
we
morning.
Knocked on your door.
I pushed the wrong button and cut myself
I
off.
I love it.
What can
I love
I
it.
Say?
That's the Radio Boomers show. Well, anyway, I gave you a nice good morning and just start knocking on your door to see if you're awake. And here we are, Reese. I'll tell you, it's I'll say another beautiful day in the neighborhood. I mean, I'm not complaining about the weather, but it looks like we're going to be. It looks like we might get a little showers this week, which is always needed. And
we always need water here in California. We're a desert.
So has our celebrity host been hunkering down, or you've been getting out and about a little bit, Reese? What do you think?
Well, I'm still sheltering in place. It's, you know, first of all, things are just starting to open up, so there's no point in going out if there's no place to go. But
yeah.
Things are opening up now, so hopefully we'll be getting out a little bit more.
Yeah, and we got the Easy Way app launch coming up and Eric's birthday party. I'll tell you, some fun stuff on the list. Boy, the years go by fast, you know?
Well,
I
that's
going
to be great. We're able to go to Eric's birthday party even in the pandemic, so that'll be great. That'll be virtual. And
virtual
yes,
birthday.
We'll get to see lots of people.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fun. And, well, speaking of all kinds, there's a lot of stuff going on, Reese, so let's move on to our Hot Topic Time. Today's Hot Topic.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Well, my Hot Topic this morning is a review of the much-awaited sequel Coming to America, which the sequel happens to be called Coming to, with the number 2, America. It's really a delight. Now, you know, people are always comparing the original to the sequel. Well, this isn't really even a comparative type of thing. You should see the original Coming to America first. It will give you some background and let you see some of the inside jokes that are going on. But it really is just a delight. Eddie Murphy looks exactly the same. It's amazing to me how Eddie Murphy can look exactly the same. Matter of fact, they had all of the cast back, basically, and they all looked just great. The story, I don't want to give anything away. The ads tell you that the son, or Akeem has a son in America. Now, they figure out a very clever way to make that work, if you know the original story. And it's all about seeking the son, and comedy ensues. And what can I tell you? If you like Coming to America, the original, you will absolutely love this. They have all the same characters back. It's really a fun 2 hours or so of entertainment. So they get my stamp of approval as a sequel, and as a just a good standalone movie. Go and now it's coming on TV. It was originally supposed to be in the movie theaters, but it's taking them so long to open up that it's on Amazon Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, go watch Coming to America. That's my hot topic, Jim. What's yours?
I enjoyed that movie. Anyway, the Senate passes a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill, and Biden, it's got it all set up, bipartisan situation, and that's going to bring the checks coming to everybody, $1,400, and several states pushing to lift COVID measures and, you know, remove the mask and so on and so forth. They're making sure everything's safe first, and if they lift some of the measures, they'll keep, still keep some in place privately for safety's sake. Top New York lawmakers, nearly 50, called for New York Mayor Cuomo to step down after he stated, "No way will I resign." Cuomo had several women coming forward with the sexual allegations there. Prince Harry said, "I was trapped," and Meghan Markle opens up on a serious, well, there was a serious, what did they have, interview with Oprah, and they opened up about how things are getting pretty difficult in the UK with the paparazzi and the negative press and so on. House passes a sweeping police reform and elections bill. Tiger Woods' accident being investigated further to see if there was any situation there where he was at fault. He suffered, I guess, pretty serious leg injuries and so on, and he had some back problems. So we'll see if he'll get back on the course, because he made a comeback and he did pretty good. Move in Washington to remove some of the authority from the president and to enter the war. So maybe that's something that should be looked over by everybody, not just the president, before they make a big step towards a war. Fans stunned when a Jeopardy contestant made an amazing comeback from being behind to win. And when they're that far behind in Jeopardy, they don't usually just come that far ahead and win. And this was, you got to look it up, the Jeopardy situation. Earthquake ravaged areas of New Zealand, Hawaii, Japan, and all. After the cleanup is on to get everything back in shape. But what it was not just the quakes. They had the big aftershocks. And they said the aftershocks are sometimes bigger than the quakes. The buildings are cracked and that. Yeah, and then it comes along with that. And those cracks get bigger and the buildings fall down. And the rain's on their way in part of OC we're talking about. Many cars going electric coming up, like I talked about the Jaguar in 2025. Will that bring down the you know, price or the cost of gasoline cars? Well, a lot of people still want to stick with that, with the gas. And one of the richest men in the world, and his ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott, who was married to Jeff Bezos, and they're talking about $150 billion or so, I don't know the exact number. Well, she married a Seattle school teacher. Miss Scott was one of the wealthiest women in the world, married Dan Jewett, a science teacher. So, and the U.S. Army has a superhero-type add-on to their arsenal, goggles that let you see through the walls. How about that? And dollar hits a 3.5-month, well, basically the dollar looks good, okay? And the U.S. yields, Treasury Secretary Yellen expects U.S. economy to turn to full employment in 2022. And a lot of the economy's looking good. The Pentagon, that they threatened to walk from a $10 billion deal with Microsoft, and thousands of Microsoft customers, you know, you heard about the hack from China, and then there's some other companies that have gone through that too, these hacks. Well, they find them, they plug the holes, and they fix it up and make stronger security. AMC shares and entertainment holdings soared. So that's, you think, oh, everything's closed up, and yet a lot of this stuff looks good. In 2021, the U.S. economic forecast, a 3.9% real GDP growth for the U.S. in 2021, with higher growth towards the end of the year. So that's a good sign. Stocks looking strong. So anyway, right there we go. I'll try to get all that in there. But some good news on the economy, I guess. So that's
things are looking good.
I like reading that stuff. So with that, we're going to move into commercial.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
The BrainTap is a unique headset that combines light and sound frequencies with guided meditations. Dr. Patrick Porter, inventor of BrainTap and member of our faculty, has created 20 to 30 minute course reviews for many of our courses. Before starting a course or at any point before taking the exam, you can put on your BrainTap, close your eyes, and begin your course review. Brain tapping guides your mind from an awake, reactionary mind into an intuitive, creative state, then to a place where super learning and healing can occur, with the outcome being a heightened state of consciousness with crystal clear focus. Relax with scientifically proven techniques that create a symphony of brainwave activity, a feeling of calm focus that's just right for learning and productivity. Each session is designed with brainwave balance in mind. Some audio sessions have dual voice processing, which means you may hear two voices speaking at the same time. This technique is used for inspiring left and right brain balance.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the EasyWay Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text EasyWayWall to 55678.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, we have a very interesting guest coming up, and we're going to see if he's on with us. His name is Bill Andrews. Reefa, are you there?
I am here.
I'm here.
Okay,
I am here.
Okay, we got him with us because I had a call. Now, Bill is a private, too. Now, what's going on today, guys? You know, I drive by schools. Everything is closed. Where's everybody at? How are people learning? Well, that's a big thing that's going on today. Who's teaching them and what's going on? Well, I think Bill, the guy, our guest today, Bill Andrews, is right in there to let us know what's going on. Private tutor, expert in the field, degree in international affairs and history, Claremont College, master's from Johns Hopkins, online pro tutor. Bill, welcome to the show. This is Reefa Gray on with us. Reefa, Bill Andrews.
Hi, Bill. Great to have you
there
on the
is.
Show, Bill.
Okay. So what we do is, we do some research. Let's see if he jumps on. Maybe he's got a bad connection. But,
okay.
You know,
did we lose
on...
Bill?
I'm here.
Okay, Bill. There he is. So, Bill, you met Reefa here. I don't know if you've met Reefa before at an event or anything. But
I haven't had the pleasure, but...
No,
okay.
I think he was on the show before, and I wasn't here when he was there, when he was
okay.
on the show. So great to meet you.
Well, Bill?
Yeah, hi there.
We were talking about how we drive past schools and everything, and things are closed, and a lot of people have to find other ways of learning. They're doing online and so on and so forth, and a lot of businesses are closed, and people sit home with their kids. So they have to look for somebody like you, a private tutor that can get them through all this stuff. And you're probably seeing all kinds of a wide variety of what's going on with, instruction at home. What do you think the difference is between someone that's able to go to school and get their instruction or doing the private tutoring? Do you think it's more specific when somebody like you can get with a student?
Well, I think there's all sorts of challenges that are going on right now, and it's different in different parts of the U.S. Some states are open, and so Florida, the kids are in school, and that's a different situation than in Los Angeles, for instance, where the schools are completely shut down, and it's likely they won't open for the whole year. Then you have differences in instruction at home. I have two kids in high school, and the school is just starting to open up again in person somewhat, and but they're getting about 40% of their, maybe 50% of their normal study time that they would, because because of restrictions on the social distancing, a class that would hold 40, they only allow 20 people in the class to maintain distancing. And so so for students throughout the nation, they're getting only about half the instruction they normally would get. So private tutoring is a huge possibility for parents. But then it's difficult because so many businesses have been shut down and money tight. But if you're going to get a private tutor, you need to make sure that the person knows what we're talking about, because a lot of people,
there are a lot of people
who will try to do it. But I've been doing it for 20 years and have students throughout the Ivy Leagues and through all the military academies, and it's crazy.
So
do you think there's
an advantage with home tutoring compared to going to a school and sitting in the classroom? Because the private tutor is more of a hands-on, right? More of a keeping track of where the child is at, if quick, slow, whatever, and he could kind of adjust their learning pace a little better than if they're in a classroom, right?
Right, and one of the homeschooling has some great advantages. Parents can do it themselves, but a lot of times they may not be versed in doing essays or doing math, and so a private tutor can supplement that. So I think there's some huge advantages to that. I think there's also there are different philosophies in schools right now, where some schools are going with different types of, in health education, they're introducing much more than two genders. And do you want your kids to that? As an example, and that's by no means the only thing, but there are reasons why parents may want to homeschool and then supplement that with a private tutor for various things. So I think there's some huge advantages, particularly, as I said, so many students are now, they've only got half the education in the school year that they normally get, and yet we want to prepare them from adulthood. And so how do you do that? You got to get somebody who knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
I tried to help my middle school grandchild with some math, and I had no idea. It was like she was speaking another language. I had no idea how to solve those problems.
Yep. I quite understand. It's some very crazy times here, and even though you have some school systems, college systems that are saying, oh, you don't need the SATs, the ACTs, and don't worry about the report cards. We'll make judgments other way. We'll make other sorts of decisions. We'll make decisions for college entrance on other factors. I would encourage parents to go. There's 4,500 colleges and universities out there, and you need to build the skill sets for your kids to make them ready for what's next in the world, because it's really a challenging situation, and you need to be able to supplement it with people who know what they're doing.
So what kind of brought you into this, Bill? I mean, you could have went into teaching a variety of administration situations in education with your education. Claremont and everything, you have a high degree of international affairs. There's a lot of avenues there. What brought you into this field of private tutoring?
So I was in high tech and was in middle to senior level management, working for a major semiconductor firm and then for a major electronics firm, and came to a point where I made a decision. We went to a doctor's appointment for our third child, and they asked us. The doctor told us that our daughter would be paralyzed from the waist down and have an IQ of 70. Did we wish to terminate? And I said, termination is not an option. And That young lady is now 18 and walks with ankle braces, is a senior in high school, has an IQ of over 120, and is the student VP at a high school where of 3,200 students.
She's an amazing, amazing young lady.
But in her early years, she would require 25, 35 doctor appointments per month. And she's had 23.
Wow.
She's had 23 surgeries, and in fact, she's in the hospital right at the moment for another issue that just came up. But with a job, an office job, there was no way to be there for all those sort of doctor's appointments. And so I decided that I would get into something which was at a more flexible schedule, and which is why I chose tutoring, because then I could go to the doctor's appointments, be there for my wife and my then wife. We're divorced, but not of my choosing. But I wanted to be there for my daughter, and so that's why I got into tutoring. And I found that it was an immense opportunity, and got to meet amazing people. And
you've done an amazing job, Bill. We've had Bill and his family over for the holidays for dinner, and she is an amazing young lady, very intelligent, very nice. And I give you a lot of credit, Bill. It's a lot to handle. And so that was one of the situations that brought you down that path of private tutoring. And what are you seeing with the young people today? What are some of the concerns that you have, that you see that they have? Is it do they see what's going on, and this is all affecting them with the pandemic, the political system, or the news, and all the stuff going on? Do you think that affects them, younger people?
Absolutely. I think we've all seen it, particularly in California and many other states, where everybody's wearing a mask. And so kids are not, normally what kids would be learning how to identify smiles and eyes and facial expressions and things like that, they're not able to do it. They're not around their peers, so they're being socially isolated. And so what that's, and COVID is serious, and I respect that. Yet unfortunately, what we're seeing is drug addiction, drug overdoses, suicides are going astronomical. And one former student of mine I'm in communication with, she reached out to me that her mother kicked her out of the house because her mother is bipolar and took all of her college money. And so suicides are also up there. So
I've been listening to the news. Yeah, I've heard that, and all kinds of situations with the younger kids. So when you say the people come in, then we got to wrap up here, but when you say the school, you know, in the classes, they kind of space everyone. So what are they doing, extending the hours? Because there's a lot of kids that won't be able to go because they're only allow half the numbers. Well, how are they taking care of that?
So at my kids' high school, they have what they call cohorts. They have a morning cohort and an afternoon cohort. And so they have 40 kids in the class, and so 20 are in the morning cohort and 20 are in the afternoon cohort. But by doing that, they've actually cut the number of hours, because you've got instead of having an hour every day, you have an hour for three periods on Monday, three other periods on Tuesday. The cycle again repeats on Wednesday, cycle repeats on Thursday, and then Friday it's an all-day session.
Okay.
So they're fitting
them in, getting it done. And what what's your advice for some of the kids as far as, you know, when you tutor with them and everything? I mean, what do you see them reaching out for the most? What would your advice be to parents that are pondering the situation of homeschooling or tutoring compared to sending them back?
Work a system, and I'd be happy to do a free assessment for people to find out if they're in a kid's in a sophomore, where are they with their studies? And utilize different methods to figure out where they are in their skill sets.
Okay.
How would people get in touch with you to get a hold of that free assessment, Bill?
My email is billfandrews@gmail.com, or my cell is 818-307-6394.
Okay. Get in touch with Bill, and if you have any questions about homeschooling or what the advantages are, we want to thank you, Bill, for coming on. You probably have classes or programs going on, so we don't want to keep you from it. And stay safe, and God bless for all the work you do for these kids and raising your family and everything. And I want to have you back on, do a follow-up on how everything's going what's going on in the schools. Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. God bless. We'll be talking later. Thank
God
you.
God bless you, and we'll be praying for your daughter.
Interesting stuff on that, right, Reith, with the schools and the tutoring. And I always wondered what's going on at home with all these kids. But with that, what is it, Reith? Where are we at? A commercial and then Carmelita.
Have a commercial and then, absolutely, a commercial then Carmelita.
Rocking and rolling.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy. And
welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Looking to take the next step? Join the Easy Way Network and become part of our Easy Way family. Host your own TV show. Accelerate your viewership, as you will be seen on platforms such as Roku, Amazon, Apple. Brand yourself and affiliate yourself with celebrities, artists, influencers, and power players. For more information on how to start your own show, channel, or network, go to EasyWayPromotions.com. To stay updated on all our upcoming events, text EasyWay to 55678.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song Rosebud made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, everyone out there. We're already off to a great start. And my heart is beating strongly because I made it around the sun another day. It's my birthday, everybody. And I've got a special friend that's here to help me celebrate it. And I want to thank the Easy Way family and, oh, my goodness, that wonderful greeting that I saw this morning from Sophia and everybody and Eric and the Easy Way fam. It's great to be alive, isn't it? I mean, you know, there's a lot going on. A lot of folks have already left the planet. And but, you know, like the saying that Les Brown said, you know, when you're down, if you're on your back, the best thing about it is you only have one way to look, and that's up, 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 up and away. Well, before I get carried away, let me bring my host on this morning. Her name is Hollywood Louise. I know so many people love Hollywood Louise, and she's been a great part of my life. And I'm going to give her the microphone now. Good morning, Louise.
Hi. Hi, everybody out there in radio land and computer land. Hi, everybody at Easy Way. I met all of you because of Carmelita, and I'm very grateful to her for that. I also want to say, besides it being Carmelita's birthday, it is International Women's Day. And I know for a fact it is March, and St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and Carmelita's even part Irish. She is an internationally wonderful talent, individual. And I want to tell you a little bit about my dear friend. She grew up in Los Angeles historical Berkeley Square, and her family had many dignitaries as guests in their home that her mother and her stepfather created yummy meals for. And in fact, Carmelita herself has been married, get this, everybody, for 46 years to the same man. Yes, a real, real marriage, not a Hollywood marriage. Although he's very handsome and he dresses like Dapper Dan. And he is also Martin Luther King's second cousin. But more than anything, he is so nice and so kind and so intelligent. In fact, she's been so successful in her romantic life. She is also a wonderful cook, and she and her beloved Jerry Pittman have been cooking for celebrities and her band members who visit their home for many, many years. I also want to tell you how talented she is. But first of all, I also want to say John Lennon had a saying that life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Well, that doesn't hold true for my dear friend Carmelita. All the years I've known her, I can honestly say she truly lives every minute of her life, and in a creative and productive way, not just being busy, being busy. This lady honors a daily to-do list, and she really adheres to a time schedule. Yeah. And it all started with her being a child. And at the age of 3 years old, her mother introduced her to a record player. And her favorite song to play for Carmelita, and Carmelita rapidly made that her favorite song, was Claire de Lune. And her stepfather introduced her to a dance instructor at age 9. And later on, Carmelita got to dance in a movie during the life of Marlon Brando. Her artistic abilities appeared when she was very, very young. Her mother was very talented as an artist, and Carmelita would watch her and learn how to draw and paint. And by the eighth grade, she was representing her school at the Otis Art Institute. Yeah, eighth grade. Can you believe that? Her mother also sewed her an entire wardrobe when she went to college. Her mother was so talented, she even upholstered furniture. Can we say that about most of our parents? I don't think so. Plus, she crocheted and made hats and made purses. Yes, and when Carmelita was growing up, her mother, who was very, very, very talented musically, bought her a beautiful antique Russell Lane piano. And Carmelita immediately got very excited about it and taught herself how to play Chopin and Beethoven and Bach and Tchaikovsky. Remember from the record player, classicals were her favorite. However, her mother played violin. Well, when Carmelita first got hired as a professional teacher, she went and got a guitar and learned and wrote folk songs. And she even recorded them. Her mother was a secretary and supported Carmelita while she was going to USC college. And Carmelita won many, many, many awards. She also had to choose because, remember, I said Carmelita's a musician? Wow. Not only is she a musician, she's a singer. She can do anything, let me tell you. I've heard her do rock. I've heard her do jazz. I've heard her do pop. I've heard her do rock and roll and, yep, even opera. Yes, this lady is quite a dynamo when it comes to the pipes. And I have seen that movie that she did actually dance in, and she's currently on the cover of a magazine called The Hollywood Weekly, and she's contributed many, many articles to it as a freelance journalist over the years. Did I also mention Carmelita is an entrepreneur? Yes, she's had many wonderful businesses, one of them being a limo service with her husband, and she had a retail store with her mother for 5 years. She also is an event planner, and she helped plan pre-Grammy Award parties for many years. And she also created a charity, which is a living memorial to her mother. I'm talking now. She'll explain everything later to you because I insisted, as being her friend, of coaxing Carmelita out of her corner today and really sharing her with you because she is so talented. But let me tell you, how many people do we know that got to go up and rap on stage with James Brown at the Greek Theater? Yes, Carmelita took 40 of her students and got known as Miss C. Rappin' Pittman. So, as I said, she's got a lot to share with you, but I insisted on bringing her to light today. She certainly deserves to celebrate her special birthday, and I'm not going to sing to her because she wanted to play her own music, and that's fine with me. And I wanted to tell you that this year is extremely special for Carmelita. You know how we always wish people lots of luck and good fortune and good health? This is the year she is living her dream. Yes, for 40 years, 40 whole years. She had a dream in her heart. And like I told you, this lady is goal-oriented. I have seen collages that she's done and sculptures and other murals and wonderful, wonderful oil pastel paintings using collage and beads and jewelry and papers. And did I also mention she even drew caricatures of people at art events? I personally met her at the Hollywood Arts Council events, and she's a member of many, many groups and that have honored her over the years, especially the Southern California Motion Picture Council has given her 3 Halo Awards. Now that means she's quite an angel, doesn't it? So I'm going to let Carmelita play one of her favorite songs for you all that she recorded many years ago, and it's a wonderful song, and I'm going to let her and the engineer take over.
Well, wow, Louise, I wasn't expecting all of that. You asked me for my bio, and you have embellished it quite a bit. Of course, we can't give my whole life story, otherwise we'd be here all day long. But you
lied. I'm telling the truth. We'd be here for hours if I were to tell all of that.
Okay, here goes the first song.
Boy, it's burning just like the rosebud. Boy, it's burning, your heart is opening up so wide. Boy, it's burning just like the rosebud. My lips are waiting to be planted by your side.
Beginning of my recording career, more or less. That record is now considered a rare collectible over in the United Kingdom, and actually the collectors have paid up to $2,000 just for one of those singles if they can get a hold of one. Actually, you know, the more rare a record is the reason why the cost goes up, and that is a rare record because we only printed so many copies. And anyway, I wanted you to hear that, and it, by chance, the rose, which is so significant in my life, was my mother's favorite flower, and that is the reason why I chose that title for the Rose Breast Cancer Society. It is a 501c3 nonprofit, and at this time we are working on a big project, the Gardens of Life mural, which is an alleography project. My partner, senior senator, he's retired now, but Pasquale Bettio, he is an impresario in so many ways. He came up with the alleography part of it, the title, that is, and we've taken off from there. And I don't know if Katharina Orion is listening or not, but she is our lead artist. And we've also had others join in, Emmy Lou and AJ. They're also featured in this magazine that Louise mentioned. It is available if you go to www.hollywoodweeklymagazine.com. You can find out more about it. And also, I want to give a shout out to Prather, the publisher. He's been such a big supporter of my career. And you can also contact him by calling 424-371-9900. The email is hollywoodweekly@gmail.com. And I know we don't have a whole lot of time left, so within this minute or two, I would like for you to hear at least some of Joy of Being, because that was composed by another dear friend, Chris Cornelius. He was a guest recently on my show, a wonderful intuitive musical producer, multi-instrumentalist, and on. His website for healing music is www.healingvibrations.bandcamp.com, and he is dedicating proceeds from the sales of Joy of Being, which you're going to hear in a little bit. We're just going to play ourselves out with that. So I'm going to say goodbye now and thank Louise for being a wonderful host. And we're out of time, so we're gonna move on now with this music, Joy of Being. And again, the website for that is healingvibrations.bandcamp.com, and you will hear my voice on this as well. So thank you again, Louise. You are wonderful, and I hope that we gave them a little bit of something to give them something
right
interesting.
So much to do in God's universe. Oh, yes. And all of the answers,
everything is here.
It's all there.
Flowers.
Already. Here.
cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, we are running a little bit behind, but it was worth it. Did you hear all those wonderful facts about Carmelita? Did you learn something that you didn't know about her before? Well, I want to add my voice in saying happy birthday, Carmelita, and may you have many, 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 many more. And thank you, Louise, for that wonderful introduction and biography of our own Carmelita Pittman. Well, I was going to talk about ring lights today, but I'll just say briefly, if you're doing Zoom calls, if you're doing FaceTime calls, if you're doing any type of videotape calls and you don't have a ring light, then you're the one that's sitting in the dark and everyone's saying, wait, but we can't see you. You need a ring light. Ring lights can be bought for anywhere from around $10 to a couple of $100. You don't need the most expensive one. You can get the little ring light that fits on your camera itself. That'll brighten up not only you, but also your background. Or you can get a larger ring light that sits on the table, or even one that stands so you can use it when you're standing. They're no longer just for high-tech photographers and videographers. They're for each and every one of us. So when we're making those Zoom calls, especially if you're Zooming at work, you need to be able to be seen. People want to trust you. They got to see you. So you can go on Amazon or you can shop at some of your camera stores or even some of your big box stores will have ring lights. Just ask for them. Remember, they're a ring because they're a circle. And just go online and check out ring lights. Get one for yourself so you, too, can look like that superstar that you are when you're broadcasting your Zoom call. Okay, that's going to take us up to Jim and Jim's Gyms. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gyms from Jim.
As usual, interesting tidbits of information from Aretha, and I'm going to talk about the homeschooling situation and, you know, what's up. What's going on here? So we have, you know, some advantages. I'm going to go over some advantages of online learning, and then we're going to touch base on the physical classrooms. They have certain limitations. Found an article in Kajabi, so I'm going to share that with you. And, you know, you think, should I send my kids to school? Should I do homeschooling? Well, some learn at a certain pace, so there's benefits when you have a homeschooler. Tutor like Bill, you know, they can go at a certain pace where other ones, you know, they may go to class and not be able to keep up, or they may be too sharp and they're not, the school is not keeping up with the individual that has the ability to learn a lot more than they're learning. So here are some of the physical classrooms have certain limitations because of one, budget. Colleges and universities can't hire professionals to teach every subject under the sun. So they have to pare down their curricula to make the harvest the heaviest demand. Staffing, schools must constantly hire new staff to address the turnover. Sometimes they must also cut staffing as well as courses to meet financial projections. And most college universities have continuing education courses must follow a specific stimulus syllabus that might leave out information to their students that they may want that certain information. They have to leave it out. Interest. Physical schools can't offer a class just because one person wants to learn a subject. If interest wanes, they cut their classes. See, that's what we're talking about. So here's some of the benefits of learning online. And the biggest ones are the freedom to learn whatever you want. Now, you know, you have to take into consideration that's if that's your option at home. And, you know, you have to learn certain things and you have to cover history, math, and so on. But you do have that freedom if it's permissible by the parents and the tutor. Comfort of learning from your own home. You have that. No communication. You know, everybody agrees on that. No traffic. The ability to work a job while you study, so you can do that. They offer ultimate convenience and flexibility, the at-home situation, earning bonus points for your resume, reducing education costs, so it's a lot more affordable, more opportunities for teacher-student interaction. Well, that's a for sure. You can study at your own pace. Now, that's an important one, because if a class may go too fast for some students, they just skip out. They miss out on a lot of the stuff. And if a classroom situation goes too slow, the more intelligent, somebody that has the opportunity to learn a lot more, the IQ in a way can actually drop. I don't know if it's their actual IQ, but the learning pace slows down, so they're not learning as much as they could. Gain greater access experts in the field and expand your career horizons, a couple more benefits. And you can expand your professional network, the at-home situation, greater ability to concentrate. And then you have to remember also, you can get distracted at home. That's just my own input. You have to stay on target when you're doing the home study. And it's the same with, your at-home business. You have a tendency of, well, you're going to go out and putter in the backyard or do this or do that. It can distract you a little bit. Avoiding the dreaded commute. Study with thousands of students around the world. You have that access online. And reduce academic pressure. And, you don't have the certain situations some have with the bullying and so on and so forth and the competing. Boost your brain and keep it healthy. You can increase your pace as you go. Build self-discipline and accountability. And you have the ability to pursue a hobby or interest. And you can improve your communication skills. Well, that's just some of the advantages. And a lot of them think the commute always pops up. Like Reetha mentioned that. You don't have that commute to deal with. And right, Reetha? I mean, that's a big one. So, weigh that in, folks. What do you think? What's your input on this? A lot of people think, hey, structured, okay. Now, this is if you're talking about the kids. They go to class a certain time. They go from one class to another, and it's more structured. And that has a something to weigh into. And then you have at home. It could be structured if you have a tutor and your parents and so on and so forth. It depends on if you think they're on point and you're comfortable with the education in the schools. So I don't know. It's it could be it, with a lot of people it's a toss up, but a lot are doing the at home learning, and they say their child is advancing faster, learning more. And I like the video situations, and I like those in school. Well, there you go.
Yeah, but you're not a kid, Jim. They
no.
want the socialization. They want to go back into the classroom.
That's exactly true.
And it depends on the parent. If the parent doesn't know, like I said, I tried some middle school math, and I had no idea what they were talking about. I would not be a good homeschooler at all.
My daughter was young, she had a
study she had to do on biomes, and I couldn't figure out for the life of me what a biome was, and it was just an environment. It was a new name that they were calling environment. So, if you haven't kept up with what's going on, just like if you don't keep up with technology, it's real hard to catch up.
Especially
to teach. But we're running out of time. We're probably already past time.
Well, we're 11 on the dot. We kept schedule pretty good, and I hope everybody enjoyed tuning in Radio Boomers Live with Reetha and I. And we'll see you guys next Monday morning at 10 o'clock at Radio Boomers Live. And we got the birthday coming up and the launch of the Easy Way app on the 20th. So tune in, the Easy Way Wall of Fame, easywaybroadcasting.com. Until next Monday morning, Reetha, it's Radio Boomers Live. Keep moving, keep the faith, and we're going to be signing out.
Have a great
Introducing
week.
Easy Way Family App, your new virtual vision 2020. Be seen, be available, be everywhere. Available on Apple Store and Google Play. Track our content, stay connected, create your account to gain instant access. Go mobile or go home.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.